am Mr. Zero, baby, and you're listening to WDGY, 740 AM, 92.1 FM, 103.7 FM, and streaming at 107.1. It's time for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. This week, the master of the universe, Jimi Hendrix.
No boo. both know I'm heads over heels for you. And when the day melts down into a sleepy red glow, that's when my desires start to show.
You just heard from My Love Dee Dee, Got Me Floatin'. From January of 1968, Axis, Bold as Love. Before that, you heard Fire from Are You Experienced from August of 1967. He was born James Marshall Hendricks, the 27th of November, 1942, in Seattle, Washington. Unfortunately, he expired the 18th of September in 1970 in London, UK. His first band, The Experience, consisted of drummer Mitch Mitchell, born July of 1946, and he expired in November of 2008, and bassist Noel Redding, who was born in December of 1945 and expired in May of 2003. Most people do not realize Jimi Hendrix only released 3 studio albums in his lifetime. There were some compilations and some live stuff, but only 3. This comes from the third one, Electric Ladyland, released in October of 1968. We're going to hear Gypsy Eyes, and oh, what's this? A caller has a request. Karen wants to hear some blues. Voodoo Child, Slight Return.
I fall, but I hear a sweet call. My gypsy eyes is burning. Yeah.
After all that, I say, ooh-wee. Yes, Jimi Hendrix did play Minnesota on the 2nd of November 1968 in Minneapolis at the Auditorium. He also played St. Paul on the 3rd of May in 1970 at the St. Paul Auditorium. My friend Dan saw Hendrix in 70 at the Auditorium, and he told me this. Jimmy would play a song, and he'd say, I got a question for you. I got a question for you. And then he'd play another song, and he'd say, I got a question for you. I got a question for you. And he'd play another song, and he'd go, I got a question for you. I got a question for you. And the very last song, right before he started, he goes, why? And then he did the encore. On Groundbreakers, we're doing the Gypsy Show, and we're interviewing James Walsh, and he was talking about how he met Hendrix in Los Angeles, and they used to hang out both in L.A. and here in Minnesota. An acquaintance of mine I met through one of the Monkees, Dave Jones, his mother was Hendrix's seamstress. And Jimmy had to get his shirts tailor-made because his arms were abnormally long. They were about 2 inches longer than the standard sleeve size, so he would have these shirts made for him. I think that's part of the secret of his success and why he was such a phenomenal guitar player. If you'd like to learn more about Jimi Hendrix, you can check out my very first article that I wrote for the St. Cloud Buzz in April of 2011. It is currently available on the RosevillePatch.com or MrZeros.com blog section, Jimi Hendrix. Jimmy did only release 3 studio albums, as we discussed, but his 4th album was a best of. The UK version was different than the US version, so we're going to play 1 song off of each. The first song we're going to play is The Stars That Play With Laughing Sam's Dice, which breaks down to the acronym STP with LSD. Fill in the blanks, folks. That was the B-side of Burning the Midnight Lamp from August of 1967. After that, we're going to hear All Along the Watchtower from the U.S. Smash Hits from October of 1968. Smash Hits came out in July of 1969. Here we go. Stars on the ground. Sam's Dice, they make us feel that it won't be worth us. The Zodiac rides and dreams will come through the skies. It will happen soon for
the window. No old throwing cigarette butts out the window. Thank you, thank you. I hope all of you got your toothbrush. Now to the right, you will see Saturn. Really, out of sight. And if you look to the left, you will see Mars. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. I hope you brought your parachute with you. Hey, hey, look out. Look out for that door. Don't open that door. Don't open that door. Oh. That's the way it goes. And now we're coming through the Milky Way section. Yeah, bring your cornflakes and stuff like that. Milky Way, yeah. Yeah, everything's all right. Out of sight. Oh, no. If you look around you, you will see a few minds being blown. It's happening. It's happening, baby.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. Hey.
sure to catch Kissin' Time Alive, Saturday the 31st of March, 2018 in Maplewood at the Doghouse. Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show is recorded at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul. It is sponsored by Jambots Railroad Train for Android and iOS. It's a pretty cool train game for your cell phone, folks. Check it out. Also by Mr. Zero's in Roseville. They sell vinyl records like you are listening to right now. Compact discs, cassettes, vintage video games, toys still in the package from decades long ago, and movies too. Right next to Music Go Round in Roseville, 55113. Head on down there and you can get a white Stratocaster like the one Jimi Hendrix played. I know that's where I got mine. We're going to take you out with the Band of Gypsies from March of 1970. Buddy Miles on drums. He was born in 47 and expired in 08. And Billy Cox, born on the 18th of October, 1941 in Wheeling, West Virginia. Taking you out is Machine Gun Live. Thank you. Terrence, it's time to get up out of here. You've been listening to Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show.